caricatures. Somehow, male and female faces each have their own caricature. Ladies have bigger eyes, smaller, though not shorter, noses, and small lips, and they are squished together towards the bottom. Germs, on the other hand, have their eyes bigger, noses shortened, and lips can even stay the same size. It is cuteness for ladies and humor for gentlemen, and I invite everyone to think of this as a starting point. By the time you reach your 10th caricature, you will have a much better theory than mine over here. As with all things, there's an exception, and it is wonderfully ridiculous. You will find this tool in GIMP, Krita's older sister, also free and open source, and the tool is called Warp Transform. Pay close attention to the tool options, as the topmost drop-down lets you choose Move Pixels, Grow Area, Shrink Area, Swirls, Erase, and Smooth. Here you can liquefy a photo, smoothly enlarge eyes, shrink the lips, warp without destruction. The image once distorted is little more than a low-effort meme, but when you take the distorted image to Krita, trace and paint and decorate it, you are in business. Pun intended. I think just offering realistic portraits cuts you off from a lot of giggles and potential customers. Even if foolishness is beneath you, you may still need to practice it just to support your business. It will absolutely make you laugh, and that alone is worth it. Here, I wanted to explain why my source image is not perfect, especially to those who are just joining in. It is just photo reference, a quick sketch, to see if the final product will look silly enough. It does not need to be perfect, because to make a beautiful caricature, we must make a digital painting out of it. And it is not just to paint the shapes of the eyes and nose. It also serves as color reference. The correct color choice is as important as the shape. Wrong colors will absolutely destroy a painting. Portraits are very special because you always have a photo reference. Close enough is never good enough for color. Portraits and caricatures are a fine start. One more thing that is needed here are the backgrounds. I recommend abstract backgrounds, making your portraits look like they are bursting out of a paint explosion. Lastly, a word on sales. You should be able to sell portraits for $50 or so. Maybe sometimes drop them down to 20, but I think 50 is the correct number. They may take about 5 hours at first, but that will eventually become one or two. This is the part that really hurts. The platforms that will sell your art will take a pretty big cut. Though some platforms will give the customer an option to have your digital painting framed. The process of framing occurs after the sale is made, on demand, as it is called. There is no warehouse to store your frame paintings, and it costs nothing. So going through the sales platforms, it gives you some extra legs, and protects you from hackers. You never have to worry about having your server hacked. But they do take a pretty big cut. On top of that, the sales platforms will demand exclusive access to your painting. That means you can't sell the same painting on two services, but you can sell different ones, no problem. And sometimes they will let you sell it on different platforms if they take a bigger cut. As to running your own platform? Yes, but not as an artist, but as a business entrepreneur. This is why you should never stop at art. This is not as awful as it sounds. It is actually quite an adventure, because you can build a program where people upload their photos and watch you work on the paintings of people ahead of them until it is their turn. Beyond that, you may wish to build an application that will let others join your website and sell their works, where you can take a small percent of their sales. The cut that the platforms take is way too big. So if you just take 5%, then you can get a lot of signups on your own platform. The main problem with hosting your own software are hackers, so you will need to monitor for snooping and use an off-site credit card processor with its own security, like Stripe. But that's something you worry about later, and the only programming you're going to be doing is in the area of prototypes. Once things get serious, you then have to hire programmers and maybe a program manager and have everything worked out. And it will not cost you any money, because in order to start a business, you have to get other business people to join in for a percent of your profits. When it comes to real business, you never spend your own money. The investors come together, and things start from there. Art is pretty magnificent like that. It all begins with some silly $50 portraits, then takes off to grow to no end.